Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In for Tommy Tucker on this Tuesday morning, Leah Long, the director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Business, told us last half hour that the biggest problem small businesses are having in Louisiana is finding people they want to hire, getting qualified applicants, and getting people to accept job offers, that staffing is the biggest problem for small business now, which intrigues me, particularly when we turn to our next topic, which is six mega projects that are coming to Louisiana to provide huge numbers of new jobs. Adam Knapp, CEO of the Committee for 100, joins us, and Leaders for a Better Louisiana. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Glad that you're here. So let me start with that. Obviously, we always want to create more jobs. We want to grow business. Economic development is a big goal of nearly every government at every level across the state and around the country. How do you do that if you don't have enough workers to fill the jobs you currently have open?
So this is a great question. So this, the purpose of putting out this little report that we did was to just illustrate how much activity is happening at just six locations across the state. And the obvious next question is what you asked is, what do we do to make sure we can keep up with this? The last time we had a huge wave of investment was a period from 2012 to 2018. And during that period, we saw the state's community colleges, as one example, really step up and coordinate construction and craft skill training for industry construction needs in a big way. And we see that happening again to try to match what is happening in terms of overall construction activity that's facing this state.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point, because before we even talk about filling the jobs that these six huge development projects will provide, they have to be built. Buildings, infrastructure, everything else has to be constructed. And by your report's estimate, it's some 20,000 construction jobs that are being created. So yeah, the first thing you got to worry about is making sure that the trade schools, the technical schools, the junior colleges, and drawing people in from other states and other places is possible so that you can get these projects built, right?
And that's you just said it right there. I think the most exciting piece of analysis, in addition to the review of the projects themselves that we did in this report, was to look at that wave of construction back in 2012. We had 30,000 back then, 30,000 new jobs that were created in that period of time. And in-migration into Louisiana really helped in a big way. We grew by 60,000 total people in population as a state during that period when the state was adding construction jobs like crazy. And so I think what we think is interesting is if this happens again, not only do the schools have to step up to make sure that Louisianans, you know, have the ability to retrain or get access to these jobs, but it's also that we'll see a lot more people moving in to help build these facilities.
Is that harder now with the current atmosphere surrounding migration? We know that after Katrina, we know that in 2012, that we saw increases in non-Americans with work visas coming in to fill many of these construction jobs and rebuild after Katrina and accelerate growth after 2012. Is that a challenge that we face this time around now with the concerns and the crackdown on migration?
Well, it's hard to know. In industrial construction, you know, a lot of the folks are coming in with a lot of licenses and specific safety training. And a lot of that happens across the Gulf Coast. So it's hard to know how much immigration is going to affect that. But this being something that happened before, and what we see is this crowd of workers do tend to move pretty readily. So it's hard to know that it'll be negatively impacted until we kind of work through it. But all the more important that the schools get ready to do everything they can to train.
We're talking with Adam Knapp. When we come back, we'll go over these six mega projects that are supposed to provide all these construction and then permanent jobs across Louisiana. Now we're checking on WWL traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Adam Knapp is our guest, CEO of the Committee for 100 with the Leaders for a Better Louisiana. Adam, you talked about these six mega projects that are going to be providing this construction and then job boom in Louisiana. What are they?
So many have heard of the big Meta data center that's being built near Monroe. This is really what sparked our interest in this report, is how unique it is to have projects of the scale we're talking about that are happening both in North Louisiana and across the I-10 corridor of South Louisiana. So the big Meta AI data center and Entergy's large power supply that they're building to support the Meta data center over near Lake Charles in southwest Louisiana. Woodside LNG is building a large LNG facility, along with Venture Global, building a what's called CP2, their Cameron Parish LNG facility. So you've got two huge LNG facilities that just got under construction over there. And then in the capital region, CF Industries in Ascension Parish and the River Region, and Hyundai Steel building a large steel manufacturing facility over the next few years. It's just uncommon to have this scale of six projects happening, which is what we really wanted to look at. So it just those six sites, 25% of the state's total industrial construction workforce is going to be building these facilities. We have about 85,000 folks in Louisiana that work in industrial construction. About a quarter of those will be just at these six sites at their peak in a couple of years.
Is this biting off more than the construction industry can chew?
So it doesn't look like it. I think that was what we were really interested to understand. And from what we've seen in the numbers from the last big wave of construction, the state surges up in construction workforce when this happens. And that's what we're expecting to happen again. As we talked about before the break, we also expect to see the state's community colleges. You know, Delgado and Nunez do a great job of this. So does Bossier Parish Community College, you know, and then over in southwest Louisiana, you got a school called Sowella, southwest Louisiana. These schools have done this before. They've surged up to meet industrial construction. They need to make sure that they're working in very tight coordination. But that's what's happened in the past. You see this combination of training met with a lot of in-migration. And then the other interesting thing is, since the last big wave, LSU has scaled up one of its largest programs in their engineering colleges, construction management. And they've actually doubled the number of graduates that are coming out of that program.
And that's actually through the College of Engineering, right?
It is. It's a very specialized program, one of the best in the country at doing this. And they've gotten much, much larger since the last big wave of construction.
So we talked about 20,000 construction jobs in building these things between now and 2030. But how many permanent jobs are we talking about through the data center, the LNG facilities, the steel plant, all six of these projects combined? How many jobs will they create, do you anticipate, that will stay in Louisiana and most of these very high paying jobs?
So we didn't put together a number just on the permanent jobs. This was really a look at the construction workforce. We'd probably estimate that number is going to be somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 permanent jobs. They're going to be settled across the state when this is done. But we did not try to focus on that one aspect of that in this report. Folks who want to dig into it can find it on our website, which is betterla.org. A lot of information about the projects, and they can go dig into more about what's each specific project's scaling going to look like.
BetterLA.org. Anything else that you found that you want to share with our listeners as you look into what's expected to be a construction boom across Louisiana, everywhere it seems except for Southeast Louisiana?
Well, we see a ton of activity in Southeast Louisiana already. That's why we wanted to make sure that this is really not a total look at all economic development. There's a lot that's been happening in the New Orleans metro area and kind of Southeast Louisiana already. And exciting announcements coming out from folks like GNO Inc. We watched the whole scale of activity. The only other thing I would say is Monroe and the Lake Charles area have a much larger surge of activity overall during this period.
Adam, we appreciate that. If you want to read the full report, go to betterla.org. Adam, thanks for joining us and sharing this information with us. And we hope that it means better economic times across the state. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Adam Knapp with the Committee for 100. I'm Dave Cohen. What's going on with homelessness? I have seen more people begging along my commute heading home, not so much heading into work because I come in before 4 a.m., but heading home. So what's going on with homelessness in our community? We'll get an update after the news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.